We've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
This is your racing channel here, RSN 927, and it's now the most important hour of the week. It's the form panel with the very best in the business, and we'll kick it all off, as Daniel Harford points out every Friday morning, the greatest tipster in the world, the godfather of tipping, the one and the only Dean Lester. Hey, good morning to you, Dino.
Good morning, Gareth.
Great to have racing on.
It is indeed. Didn't look likely, but now that it is, we've got massive fields to deal with and try and find some winners.
This man will be excited. He's just completed a 30K swim, maybe a 3K swim, a 30K ride and a 2.5K run because he ran out of time. David Gately, good morning.
And I'm slow. So, see, that has an impact too. Good morning to you, mate. Yeah, it's fabulous to be racing. This time last week, we were a bit... Or knife's edge a bit, but credit to all involved. They're doing a great job.
Yep, hats off to all administrators and everybody involved in the industry to continue on this show, to allow us, the fans and the punters, to enjoy this wonderful sport. Warren Huntley joins us now on the form panel. Good morning to you, Warren.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. I've just walked from the bedroom to the study, so not quite as exerted myself as much as Gator, but I'm here.
Can you explain to our audiences, Warren, what's your fitness regime in lockdown?
I have been doing some exercises to try and keep myself ticking over, but I'm not as fit as I used to be, Gareth.
Are you missing heading to the track on a Tuesday morning to watch these gallopers work?
Look, I am, but it's such a broad society issue, isn't it? I mean, the fact that I can't see horses gallop, we can't go to the races today, they're minor sacrifices that just need to be made for us to progress on as long as we can.
And the great Nicholas Quinn from the Tab joins us here for the form panel. How are we, Quinny?
What about Gareth? As Dino alluded to, we didn't think we'd be racing, I think, when our heads hit the pillow on Wednesday night. So it's great we've got programs across the nation to look forward to and very competitive racing at Bendigo today.
We went through the scratchings just before 8 o'clock. I'll go through the scratchings as we go through the races here for the form panel, but we are racing on a good four. Perfect day over there at Bendigo today. The rails and the true. So, Dino, this is a wonderful track. Every horse should get their opportunity today.
You would think so, Gareth. It is a very good track and, big track, so it can handle the big fields quite well, but it doesn't make the task any easier, but the track is a beauty, yeah.
Let's have a look at the first race here, Quinny. Grand Promenade is the favourite, and I think it's nearly the good thing of the day, Quinny. Are the punters jumping aboard?
They certainly are and will be even more so after that declaration, Gareth. 250 into 230, the market leader at that quote. Bud Fox, a 440 second elect, no commitment, 550. At double figures where we find McCleary at 10, Garban 11, but Grand Promenade, one of the better back runners on the card today and can hopefully bounce the ball with a win for favourite punters.
Dino, Jerry Ryan, you know this man really well, a terrific supporter of racing, sponsoring the meeting today, loves Bendigo. Grand Promenade is one of his horses. It ticks all the boxes for mine. I know the trainers like to prepare horses on these certain days for these particular owners. So that's my theory here, Dino.
That's a good theory too, Gareth. We've won the race previously. With sign-off many years ago, and I think Grand Promenade will probably win this race for Jerry. He actually probably wasn't being aimed this way, but with the racing being up in the balance, take this opportunity while it can, and he's done a great job. He's a long way into a first prep. That would be my only negative, but he's a good, strong horse. I think he can win again. I'm expecting really good improvement from No Commitment, number 7. I think just a senior rider on. I think Keller will just really will this horse into the race, and I think he'll run well. I think he's the main danger. And then you're looking at the likes of 10 Garban, who, again, senior rider, pushing it forward, I think would be a lot better suited. And 11 Bud Fox, who ran second this day last year to Secret Blaze in the three-year-old race, gets a cheap run from the draw. But no, I think Grand Promenade can win again, and I'll put them in 2, 7, 10, 11.
Whitey Skate, does he go forward here, Alan, and try and dominate this race today, Dino?
Ideally, I think he'd like to ride him with a sit because he's been keen to do that in the past, but in the last couple of runs, but it hasn't worked out. again, the wide draw. A little bit of speed, but he's probably going to have to, at some stage, roll the dice and probably press on.
Okay. What are you thinking here, Gator?
Well, I'm thinking first things first, that what you haven't factored in is the size of Warren's house. Now, him to go from the bedroom to the study is quite a trek. It's sort of Himalayan sort of magnitude. So I think his exercise regime is going great guns, to be honest.
Very good point you make, Gator.
It's the least I could do. I'm just helping wherever I can in this mad society that we're in. Grand Promenade on top for me, unbeaten beyond 1700. Look, tough win last time. The thing is, he worked early in that run. I think people sort of watch replays from 600 and go, oh, good tough effort. But he did some work early, and he had 59, and it was his first go 2400. I concede he didn't have the softest run, and, you know, he's had a lot of runs in a prep. So I'm with Dino on that front. That's the only, asterisk or weakness that I can see. Cinder wins over the odds. I mean, he's the best horse here. He was well backed first up, and noted that tend to be lame, so forgive. But he made good ground last week. He was no threat, but he's certainly better suited 2400. So I could have a stay on him. Bud Fox is brave, comes back in trip though, and Garbin was a forgive job last week. But 2-1, 11-10.
So there's Gator's numbers there. Warren, I know that Tom Dabenick gave Cinder Winner a good enough push, if you like, that galloper today. And Colin Little, happy with no commitment when we had a chat to him. Just a little concern that they left about half an hour ago. So it's a long day for that galloper. And David Eustace, obviously happy with the favourite here. Warren, how do you see this race?
I think Grand Promenade's obviously the key. The boys have made some very valid points that he's deep into his first racing preparation, and now he's up in the weights because he's winning and his rating's going up and against better opposition than he's been competing against largely. So they're challenges, but he's been terrific in shorter races getting up to the 2,400 metres last start, and he's probably just coming into his own in this distance range. And I don't think Jerry Ryan or the training combination of Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace had struggled to put him out if they thought that he'd done enough for now, because he's an exciting prospect for the future, and I think he's the one to beat. Despite coming back in distance, I thought 11 Bud Fox down in the weights could run a good race, and Maps for a nice run. No commitments on a rehab preparation for Colin Little in doing a terrific job. He's such a big, strong horse. And I agree getting the senior rider of Callow on is going to get the best out of him. And I'll put one Cinder Win in his next best because he's up in distance, down in grade and gets a claim. And as Gator said, he's rated as the best horse in the race. I don't know if that'll be the case by the end of Grand Promenade's career. But at this stage, I'll put them into 11, 7 and 1.
Tab Bookmaker's working beautifully. As soon as I declare Grand Promenade, it's out at point. $2.30 now, scratching there, not quite a point. Robbie Starr was the scratching down the bottom. Race number two here, benchmark 78. The three Scottish Rogue is out today. The 14 I Got You won't take its place, along with the 19 and 17. And this is a wide open affair for the second. Write your name for Archie Alexander. Quinny, I think, is still the favourite here.
Yeah, you're spot on there, Gareth. Write your name, a 4.20 favourite. But we've got the best back long shot on the card here. Number 9, Lucky Fish, as much as $31 initially. Now into $9.50 with some good bets along the way, including 2,000 at $5.50 the place, 4,000 each way at 11 and 3.80, and 3,000 each way at 14 and 4.40. So Lucky Fish has been a firmer and some nice bets along the way there. Turn the Tide, a 5.50 second elect. Beautiful Fly at 9.50. Sikorsky at 10. Villasashi, 11. Arctic Shock, 13. But Brett Stanley's done a wonderful job with Lucky Fish since coming down from the Waterhouse stable, and hopefully they can land some good bets with him today.
Is that any of your money there, Gator, with Lucky Fish in the second?
No, but I concede, I could make a case for the horse. He's going really well. What's happening, though, he's running around onto the leader bias tracks. He's an on-speed runner. He's battling really well, but he's probably been entitled to. I think some punters are gravitating to him at the odds, given the scratching, perhaps, of Scottish Rogue, who you would think would have been one of the on-speed runners. And, you know, it's early in the day, Bendigo. I think if this was race 9, I wonder if he'd be back. Anyway, I'm pontificating there. Write your name on top for me. He made a good one in Conqueror, worked to beat him. Then it was a forgive run in the miss 2 runs ago, found to be lame there. Did control the race last time. He won okay He races well here. He's 60 kilos, and the others have a little weight swing relatively, but he might better control things. And I think he's also advantaged by the scratching of Scottish Rogue. Turn the Tides fresh here. He's 10 weeks between runs, hence he's fresh. Luckless went first up last prep, and he ran well in a Gold Bullion. He was a dominant winner in 78 grade in that prep. He's well up to this class. And look, he was only two lengths off, Write Your Name, when they clashed last prep behind Conqueror. And he had a 3 kilo swing today. Bill Asachi worked home well second up. It was a race dominated closer to the speed and a good finale last time in a strong race. So I think he's in the game as well. And Beautiful Fly, look, it's never easy for a mare with 60 and a half against the boys, but she's certainly in the game. 6, 4, 12, and 2.
Okay, what about you, Warren, here? I'm with number 6, Write Your Name also. I think despite a couple of the scratchings through the likes of Vigier, Lucky Fish, perhaps even Arctic Shock, there's good speed in this race still. And I think Write Your Name can just hold a spot behind that. And on the fresh side, back to 1,300 metres, shouldn't get a tempo where he over-races. He should just get a lovely run tucked in behind that speed. So I'm with 6 ahead of 10, Sikorsky, who I think's jumped out well. And looks to be a horse that he's had some issues. I think he's had a suspension. He's been gelded. So there's a few things been happening in the world of Sikorsky, and he's had a long time away from the track. But, gee, I think he's a nice horse, and I liked what I saw from his most recent jump out. 4, Turn the Tide, will be suited by the strong tempo, can run well first up, will be strong late, probably gets off the speed to some extent. And I put 9, Lucky Fish, in my top 4. He's had a trial to keep him up to the mark since his most recent run, and you'd think Brent Stanley would be trying to have his team absolutely ready to run to their best on this feature day at the Bendigo track. 6, 10, 4, 9.
6, 10, 4, and 9 for Warren Huntley there. Well, I know from our participants during the week and also on the first word, Archie Alexander happy with Write Your Name. Robbie Griffiths gave a small push for Villasarchi earlier on this morning. And Sikorsky, Tom Dabernick said this horse can win first up after that long layoff, Dino.
Yeah, he's a very interesting runner, Gareth. He's a horse I've got a bit of time for, and he has trialled well. I still think that he just might take a run. I've got a little bit more confidence about Villasarchi maybe than Robbie. I think he's got a good chance here. I like the way he closed off, and I think maybe he's looking for this sort of trip as he's got a bit older and he's only had those few runs for the stable. I'm going pretty wide here. I'm going with a couple of double-figure odds, and Villasarchi's one of them. The other one's Arctic Shock. I thought it could run a race fresh with the claim, quite a good talent. Write Your Name certainly got a winning chance, number 6, and Turn the Tide freshened up has got a chance, but I'll be having a little play around numbers 12 and 15 just at the odds, 12, 15, 6 and 4.
So you're expecting a little speed in this race, Dino?
I think the speed will be pretty good, Gareth, with Lucky Fish at Vigier. As long as he begins, he'll really want to run along. Write Your Name will be there. Cuban tonight, not far away. And even being fresh, Arctic Shock, I didn't think would be that far away.
Let's have a look at race 3 over the 1,100 metres. And Quinny here, scratchings are clear and it's $5 to fill, which is basically the theme of the day today.
Yeah, the quote, Gator, if you find the winner, the value will take care of itself. And it's been two runners at longer odds that have attracted the early support. Number 6, Redcore, has been 16 into 9, and number 14, Grandview Avenue, 12 into 9.50. So punters casting the wide net, trying to find the winner in race 2. Terbium, the favourite, is open 4.60, pushed out to 5. Now the joint favourite at that quote with Simply Optimistic. We've got Coruscate, an $8 second elect. Golden Halo, $8.50. Queen Annabelle, $10. Prezado, $15. Something Silver, $16. But very competitive betting race with the best back, number 6 at 14.
Can you find the winner here, Warren?
I think if we do find it, Gareth, as Quinny says, the value will take care of itself. I don't know how those words fit together, but it's it seems to make sense at some stage. I'm going to go with Golden Halo because I keep batting up for her. She's a talent. And I just think away from the Flemington Straight, wider barrier draw, but just out of the shoot start here in a sprint race over 1,100 metres where there looks to be reasonable speed, I can see her getting into a nice spot. And what we have seen out of her most recent victory is the form through Jamaican Hurry is holding up well and Serious Suspect as well. So the form around her is good. She'd be fitter for recent racing. She's definitely up to this grade, if not better. And I'm with 13, Golden Halo. Ahead of six, Red Core. I think he's a bit like Sikorsky in the previous. He's had a bit of time away from the track, but I like the way he's coming to hand. He's good fresh. He's good here. Number three, Terbium. I thought he'd be probably out of this grade now, but maybe he just didn't come up. Some excuses for a few of the runs last preparation, but last couple of preparations just haven't quite delivered on the early promise that he's shown, but he looks to be trialling up quite well. And nine, Simply Optimistic, I've got in as next best. He's jumped out recently with Redcore, and that they both look to go quite well. 13.639.
Thanks for that, Warren. Yeah, Greg Rell gave his galloper first up from that long break, Redcore, a bit of a chance as well in the third today. But this is an interesting race. And even Dino Prasado, despite the weight and the wide gate, Simon Zara says this horse might be worth an each-way punt.
Yeah, he might be. He's his own worst enemy. He goes hard now. He's got blinkers on, but he is back in trip, I suppose. Look, I've tipped some roughies here, Gareth. My trifecta comes in, it'll pay quite well, I think. But I'm going with Grandview Avenue, 14. Just don't think he ever runs badly, and I think he'll get a cheap run from the draw. I think Redcore's trialled really well, number six. I thought seven, Aloof, shouldn't be the outsider of the field. He was set a massive task first up. He gets a cheaper run from the draw here. And even 11, Something Silver, who's better over further, but just respect her fresh record, and just off that short break, she could run well, but... four goes there. Might have missed all the place getters. I think it's probably the toughest race of the day. 14, 6, 7 and 11.
If you get that first four, Dano, you'll have enough money to cure coronavirus.
You'd think so, Gareth, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Pay about $10 million. Hey, Gator, who do you like here?
I'm with Terbium. I'm narrowly. He resumes. Yeah, I think he's trialled okay. Look, he had excuses first up last trip. He's actually run okay in the group two, fresh up prior to that. Look, he's not a star. I think some were saying that early doors. We know that's not the case, but he's certainly well up to 84 grade. Golden Halo, certainly testing the friendship, but she was good first up, poor recovery second up, and then solid to the line last time with her 60. D-Lane takes over here. Simply Optimistic resumes. Now, this horse was off a near identical break when he was able to win a Randwick Benchmark 78 in June, and he beat a smart one from Southern Lad. And Queen Annabelle made good ground last week on a tough night for Swoopers. I think Prasado's in the game and over the odds, but he's next best. 3.13.9 and 5.
3.13.9 and 5 for David Gately. One of the features is the fourth race here. It is the Bendigo Vobis Gold Rush for the two-year-olds. Scratchings here take out the One Ideas Man, who goes to Sydney, the 13 Streets of Philly, and also the 16 Classy Girl. What we learnt today, Simon Zara really happy with River Knight. Tom Dabernick said Bella Nipotina is probably their best chance today at Bendigo, and I had a chat to Gemma Riley there yesterday regarding her debutante, this young trainer from Caulfield, Tarkula Diva. Quinny, she gave this horse a pretty good push on debut.
Okay, could be worth taking note of there, and currently a $23 chance, Tarkula Diva, but the best backed runner clearly is the favourite, number 6, River Knight, holds about 60% of the investment and has firmed from $6.50 into $4.40, already in from $5 this morning. Bella Nipotina, a $5.50 second elect. We've got Masseuse, $6.50. Madame Mischief, $6.50. Swap That, $7. Cut It Out, $10. Strad, $11. And Luna Fox has been specced this morning at $16. But overall, clearly the best back runner, number 6, River Knight.
Do you like this race, Dino?
I think it's another tough race, Gareth, but I'm with the money with River Knight. I thought it was... very good winning last start and deserved that win, and the two runs around the turn have been excellent. I think she's well placed to beat 14 Swats. That, I think it's certainly the pick of the first starters. Really liked its jump out work at Flemington. Looks to go well. 5 Bella Nipotina's going a bit better this campaign, I think, and she comes back from good, some reasonable form in Sydney. And 7 Masseuse, both runs today have been quite sound also. But, I'm with River Knight. I'm very wary of the first start of Swats That. 6, 14, 5 and 7.
How are you assessing this two-year-old race here, Gator, today?
With great difficulty. I've gone with Bella Nipotina. Look, she was gallant in that Millennium, the $2 million race. Did she held her ground in the Sweet Embrace? They were just too good for her. The winner, they actually then ran okay in a Golden Slipper. So, look, she's a maiden, we know that, but... I've got a narrowly on top in a wide race. Agree, Swats That looks the pick of the newcomers. Really liked, certainly the latest trial. Wouldn't need to be a star to win this either. And River Knight, good on speed.
at Flemington behind a promising one. Led was well rated, but kept going too well at Caulfield, and Masseuse there was three wide, no cover. We know there's one turn Caulfield, so how much of a detriment is that? You wouldn't think a great deal, but some. I don't think there's much between the two of them. 5, 14, 6, 7.
Okay, Warren, what are you thinking here?
We're honing in on the same numbers in what looks like an even race at first glance, but I loved what I've seen from the debutante, number 14, Swats That. She also went to the Valley for a gallop on a Monday morning when they were still open for work and seemed very tractable. Just looks like a really smart filly to me, and loved her recent debutante of the boys have outlined. I'm going with her on debut, 14, Swats That. Ahead of 6, River Knight, who had the excuses first up and then has run well at both occasions since. And you know what you get with her, and she's hard and fit with those three runs under the belt. That form ties in with Masseuse, number 7, and Bella Nipotinas. Had that trip to Sydney and back, but she seems to be going well, and the form around her is holding up. 14, 6, 7 and 5.
14, 6, 7 and 5 for Warren Huntley in the Gold Rush. This is the Form Panel on RSN's Race Day. It is 8:26. We'll take a quick break, and on the other side of it, we'll have a look at race number 5 on the program, the handicap for the 3-year-olds. Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. It's terrific racing is on. They're racing at Bendigo today. Bendigo, the feature meeting in Victoria. The highlight there, the Golden Mile, but it's a terrific support card. They're racing on a good 4 rails in the True Spot, and it's a perfect day over there in central Victoria. This is the Form Panel with Dean Lester, David Gately, Warren Huntley, and of course Nicholas Quinn from the Tab. And let's have a look at race number 5, a handicap for the 3-year-olds here. Scratchings, take out the 2. Don't Doubt Dory, Diasonic, the 6 heads to Sydney, the 8, 12 are also out here, Quinny. We had Lindsay Smith on RSN Central yesterday, and he gave this a wonderful push, Adelaide Ace.
Has been the best back runner, a $2.80 market leader now, was better odds available earlier on in the week with a $4 chance initially. We have cop deductions with Don't Doubt Dory and Diasonic also coming out of the market since that point. But hopefully can land some nice early bits there for favoured punters. And heads to betting now from Royal Crown, a $5 second leg, Skador 5, double figures or better the rest. Of those runner, Coin Collector is the most popular. But overall, the best back runner is the favourite and toppy, Adelaide Ace.
And Gator, the next best push that I got lately would have been probably for Royal Crown for Robbie Griffiths, that's been in really good form this preparation.
Yeah, that's right, and then the form sort of ties in through Don't Doubt Dory, who was obviously a scratching here, but went to the Stony Creek Cup and beat the older horses. So, look, I'm sort of left with Adelaide Ace by default with the scratching of Don't Doubt Rory and Euphoric. So he was originally third pick, and I thought he was under the odds then. So I think he's still pretty thin. Look, he won well 2 runs ago. We know the track bias was a big help. And he was no match for non-conformists, but he beat the third horse, Diasonic, quite clearly. Certainly the claim's helpful. Royal Crown, we've touched on. Coin Collection with the blinkers on, I think, is in the game now. And Hey Mighty beyond speed, and is promoted after those scratchings. So we're down to 1, 4, 9 and 10 now.
So 1, 4, 9 and 10. Do you share Gator's thoughts here, Warren, in the fifth race?
To a large extent, yes, Gareth, in that I've got Adelaide Ace on top now. I'm not sure I would have if you put the field together in its entirety, and I do think he's a little bit tight in the market. He had a picnic in front and controlled the race on a track that suited 2 starts ago, and then he was solid enough last start in a good race, up slightly in distance in the Alistair Clark, but non-conformist was able to turn the tables, and Campbell Ruel is going to have to weave that little bit of magic. Task being made a little bit easier with scratchings, but I would think that he'll roll forward to some extent before they get to that first bend. And I'm with him, number 1, Adelaide Ace, ahead of 4, Royal Crown, who looks like this distance will be suitable progression for him. A number of these, we'll learn about them in this distance range, but certainly numbers 1 and 4 look suited to me. Thought 3 Skador's an interesting runner, getting up in distance early in the campaign and the application of blinkers, but there's some good form lines through his performances, and maybe what he's looking for is to step up in distance. We'll learn a bit today. And 9 Coin Collector ditto, stablemate to Skador, and also gets the blinkers on. 1, 4, 3, 9.
Is this a similar case for you, Danny, that you're tipping Adelaide Ace, but you just can't back him?
No, I'm not going to tip him, Gareth. I've got him in for second. I think he's got to run strong 2,200, and he's got a little bit of work early from the draw. Again, I'm going a bit wide here, double-figure odds with number 13, Scriber. I just think he's got a lot of miles in his legs to run a strong 2,200. Speed should be okay. I think he's just improving with racing, and just at the odds, I could have something on him at number 13 from one Adelaide ace. Outlined the concerns with him, but I don't doubt his talent. Obviously, Autumn Classic winner, and he's going well. Four Royal Crown there with a chance. His win at Sandown was okay, and Coin Collector with the low draw and the blinkers first time. I think he'll run very well, but just at the odds, I could have a little something on Scriber each way. 13, 1, 4 and 9.
Where does his favourite get to, Adelaide Ace Dino?
Well, Gareth, I think he's a horse that's maybe got a bit of a breathing issue, so he sort of won't be restrained. He'll have to push on, and he's got probably Tarn's Prince, Hey Mighty, perhaps Classic Bright, but he should get across. I don't think there's too much of an issue there. It's just then pacing himself through the middle stages.
Hey, Quinny, what price do I get for Dino's top selection here, Scriber?
For you, Gareth, and for Dino's yes. Legion of Bands, you can have $19.
That'll do us, Dino?
Yeah, I think so. $19 winner would be handy.
Wouldn't be bad, especially today. Gold Bracelet, race number 6 here, one of the features. Neighbourhood is a scratching horse, number 5, and also put a line through the 17, Piero Bell. We'll kick it off with you, Warren, because your horse, Fabric, leads the market here. Before that, Warren, Quinny, what price can I get for Fabric?
Fabric currently heads to market at $4.50 and has been the best back runner in the race. Clarice Cliffs, a $6 second elect, Twitchy Frank, $6.50. Vanuatu's been popular, $7.50 into $6.50. Moret, $12, as is Gentico. Goldie Fox, $15. The Stylist, $17. But Fabric has been pretty popular and now a $4.60 market leader.
Are you confident today, Warren?
I'm hopeful, Gareth, and it's certainly stretching the truth to call her my horse. Syndicates form a great way for a number of people to have a small interest in a horse and call it their horse and feel like it's their horse. And she's done a terrific job, as have all of the fillies that Danny O'Brien's looked after that we've had a minor interest in during their racing career for Waikato Start. And 3 weeks between runs, back to 1,400 metres. Danny's very happy with her progress during that time. And I think the way the race sets up for her, she's going to get a nice run. She needs to begin cleanly. She can be a bit sticky at the start, and that can get her over racing. But if she flows out of the barriers, I think there's enough speed for her to just get a lovely run just behind it. And I'm hopeful, as I said, rather than confident about number 2, Fabric. I think Twitchy Frank will be part of that speed from a wider draw. She's going well. She's coming back from a stakes race last start in Tassie behind Zargos, and that form ties together some of the runners here. And we've got a handle on Twitchy Frank over here. I think number 13, Vanuatu's going well. She'll be suited by what looks like a reasonable speed and will be strong late. She'll love the spacious Ballarat circuit first up. And I'll put 3, Moret, in as next best, who's got a good second up record. She might be looking for further, and she drifts back probably from that wide draw, but another one that will be strong late. 2, 1, 13 and 3.
Dano, what are you thinking here?
I like Vanuatu here, Gareth, number 13, first up. I think she's trialled up really well. A couple of occasions, an official trial and then a jump out, and just can see her being very strong late to beat 2, Fabric. I think back in trip, freshened up, she can run well. If I'm tipping Vanuatu, I've got to give a chance to number 8, Snogging. They've got similar form reference through the Tessio last year. She seems very big odds to me, can run a race fresh, number 8. And I put in 16, the Stylist. I think she's going to be up on the speed. She's got good form at her best. She's getting fitter, and I think she'll give a good sight. I'll be certainly putting Twitchy Frank in the quaddy now with the scratching of Neighbourhood, but I'll put them in 13, 2, 8 and 16.
What about Gator? You were keen on Fabric on Thursday. Have you changed your mind since?
No, that's not how we roll. I thought it was a really good win, 2 runs to go on top of the ground, and then held on okay last time. I don't think he was totally advantaged by the soft 6. So back to 1,400, I guess, it's not a major concern for me. And back on dry track, the key, I think. Clarice Cliffs, months between runs latest, gained 3 kilos to Jumbo Ozaki. So she went really well. Now, Jumbo Ozaki had just been matching it with Bands on Fire. So it's a pretty good mare to line up here through a few of these. Twitchy Frank, Hasn't missed the top four since January 2019. She's just a ripper. And Miss Mandito and the stylist, Good Ruffy, I think. 2, 14, 1, and 9.
So 2, 14, 1, and 9 there for Gator. So that's a look at race number 6, of course. The Gold Bracelet, the feature race for the mares. Race 7 is the Jayco Bendigo Guineas. Igniting is out the 6. Treaty of Seville also comes out the 8. Rich Hips won't take her place today, the 14 and the 19. And the 20, Golden Gorge and Fundraiser are also scratchings. Got a couple of good pushes here, Quinny, this morning. Riddle Me That to Matt Laurie, happy with his galloper there. Condos Express, Richard Lamming says it's a ridiculous price at $26. And Debt and Deficit, Simon Zara said the best of the day for his stable. So there you go, some value there in the guineas according to some of the major players.
It's been a fascinating betting race. Ben, the favourite, had been quite soft throughout the course of the week. 4.20 out to as much as 4.80, but the money has come strongly today. 4.80 into 3.90. Now, it does look like jumping the punter's pick. Riddle Me That, rock solid on the second line of betting at 5. Star Surprise has been popular. $15 into as short as 9, just out to 10, but is the tab's biggest liability in the race. Campisi, 10. Toppy Doll, 14 into 10. Score, 11. Vegas Jewel, 11. Airborne's been a firmer at bigger odds, as much as 15 into 12, including at 4,000 each way at 15. Debt and Deficit at 12. Condos Express, 26. Independent Road, 34. Zoosonic, 34. Pietra, 41. Reckoning, 51. Not Alone, 81. But the story has been the money for the favourite spin so far this morning.
I'm looking forward to this race, Dino. Plenty of confidence about.
Yeah, it's a good race, Gareth, and I'm confident too. I like this race. The two in particular, I like a 7, Riddle Me That, who I just think Mark is starting to work out. He's a pretty good horse. He ran really well at Flemington. He's got some really good runs to his credit now, and I think he'll run well. I'm very happy that 17, Toffee Dolls, got into the field. She is a good filly. She was terrific at Flemington. And then in the Albury Guineas, she made up a lot of ground. She's drawn a good gate here. Can race a lot closer. I think she's got a great chance at odds. So they're the two for me, 7 and 17. 3 spend, it just depends how you read the 7-day backup off of Group 1, the trip to Sydney and then back. It handles it well. He's a good chance and he's got the form where he beat Riddle Me That, so he lines up well. And 13, Vegas Jewel, should be probably have to go back from the draw, but gee, she'll be strong late on a path probably towards a race like the Schweppes Oaks in Adelaide. I think she could run well fresh, but I'll be playing the race around 7 and 17. 7, 17, 3 and 13.
Gate, I remember Toffee Doll at a midweek meeting at Flemington. She was a really good effort that day, and I put her in my black book, the Wangaratta Galloper. Dino's got her in for second. Do you have her in your top four?
Look, she's one of many here that you can make a strong case for. I mean, to be caught wide and beaten the length by Soul Patch reads really well, doesn't it? Obviously, that was quite a while ago, but yeah, she's certainly quite talented. Yeah, so where to start and finish here? Look, I've gone with 12 in Score, who was really good in a Group 3 back and wide and really hit the line. That was a couple of runs ago. Then the Hard Irregularity, 2 runs ago, so we'll ignore that one. Now, they took on a good race last time at Flemington, just stayed on those inside lanes. Certainly by the race time her race was run, that wasn't the place to be. So I think she ran really well. Anyway, I think she's over the odds in a really tough race. Riddle Me That, wide, yeah, too good for Paperboy first up. Now, that horse then went on to beat Key Rival here in Airborne, and then 3 wide, no cover. Flemington last time kept closing. I think with a 2-kilo swing on spend can turn the tables there. But Star Surprise ran on nicely last week on a tough night for Swoopers. Airborne, Condos Express is a ridiculous price, I agree, with his trainer. And won't in there either. Toffee Doll, I was with Debt and Deficit first up. I could certainly go on. But for my four numbers are 12, 7, 2 and 5, mate.
12, 7, 2 and 5 for Gator. Warren also, I forgot to mention, Archie Alexander says Campisi's well above average and can win a race like this. And Campisi currently at, he's around that $10 quote. So plenty of value to have here with some quality thoroughbreds doing battle.
And a number of different form lines coming together. And plenty of horses with genuine upside. I think it's the toughest race of the day from an Aquatic League point of view. I'm putting six in, and I'll be nervous. But I think that seven, Riddle Me That, is just striking very good form. And he's actually run well right throughout his career. But his trials coming into this campaign and what he's done this campaign say that he's made good progression, and he's got that form line through spend, and I'm with him. Seven ahead of 17 Toffee Doll. She's a beauty, and she was outstanding at Albury last start. She's on the quick backup, so she's had a good time since then, you would think, and just hoping she can hold a bit more of a forward spot from that draw. Love the way number 13, Vegas Jewels, coming to hand. She'll be on a target and on a path towards some races over further, but this is a lovely kickoff point for her, the way she looks to be coming to hand through the jump outs, 1,400 metres on a big spacious track. And I put three spend in as next best. I thought he had absolutely every opportunity at Flemington when he looked a horse that had a terrific chance there. And he's had the trip to Sydney and back and the run on rain affected ground, but he's got the class to be competitive, but the winning chances certainly don't end there. 7, 17, 13 and 3.
There we go. There's Warren Huntley's selection. 7, 17, 13 and 3. This is the form panel. You're with Gareth Hall, Dean Lester, David Gately, Warren Huntley and Nicholas Quinn. Time for a quick break. It's 8:43 on the other side of it. We'll have a look at the feature race there today at Bendigo. Of course, it is the Goldfield Mile. Looking forward to that clash. And that's the race that we'll take a close look at straight after this. Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. Terrific racing is on. Wonderful card at Bendigo. Their feature race is race 8. It's the Golden Mile over the 1,600 metres. You're with Gareth Hall, Dean Lester, David Gately, Warren Huntley and Nicholas Quinn. Quinny, this is a good race coming up here at Bendigo today. Just having a look at the scratchings here. Your man, Matty Williams, has decided to send Galo Shop or Chop to Sydney for that Doncaster prelude. And so it's out. You can also scratch the 18, 19 and 20. But it's a wide open affair, the feature today.
Yeah, it certainly is. The best back runner is the favourite, Princess Jenny. Opened 4, got out to 460, has been 460 back into 420 to head the betting at that quote. And there's also been good support for Sosibon, as much as 650 into 550 on the third line of betting, but the second best back runner in the race. Going down the field, we have Debt Agent 850, Jermaine 26, Hello Over Street 13, Admiral's Joker 550, Goldfield 17, Hacky 61, Mufos 91, Secunderabad's been Specs 17 into 15, Ventura Storm 51, Guizo 15, Magic Console 101, Odeon 11, Top of the Range 31, Iconoclasm 17. The Princess Jenny has been the best back in a very competitive Golden Mile.
David Brightaxe's Princess Jenny's ready to go. Pulled too hard at the Valley the other day, and Tom Dabinick gave Sosibon a wonderful chance. Lindsay Park's best chance today, but Jermaine, he also said, don't forget about this galloper, quality horse first up, and you should put it in your quaddies. We'll start off with you, Gator, for the Golden Mile. What are you thinking here?
Well, I'm thinking if his name wasn't Sosibon, he'd be shorter in the market. He was... Yep. Just ridden upside down in the Blamey. Of course, that was won by 50 Stars, and Admiral's Joker ties that in and kept closing in an all-star mile. You know, he's finished pretty much alongside Fierce Impact. If he runs to that, he goes close here. Admiral's Joker, look, he had his chance, but he was solid. And of course, beat home Sosibon in that Blamey. And 50 Stars wins that, wins the Australian Cup, beats the all-star mile winner. So you see how it ties in there. Forgive the last run. They took off a long way from home and dragged the winner into the race. Princess Jenny, lovely return. Then she's not really known for her first half heroics either. And then, not surprised, she was a betting drifter by the time her race was run at the Valley, because nothing was swooping and winning. Dead Agent, good return. Similar closing fractions to Princess Jenny at Flemington. And the second up last time, it was only been a length in a Crystal Mile. So I think Dead Agent has a case, as does Goldfield. 4, 6, 15 and 2.
All right, Warren, what are you thinking here in the Golden Mile?
I'm with number 15, Princess Jenny, Gareth. Her first up run at Flemington, I think everybody was just waiting for the Sunline Stakes after that. And she was pretty soft to the line there, probably nursed to the line to get into third there. The way the track was playing, her racing manners on the night just didn't allow her to run to what would have been the expectation leading into the meeting. But on a quick backup with that run under the belt to take the edge off her, I'm with 15, Princess Jenny. Ahead of four, Sosie Bond. I take on board what Gator says, but his name is Sosie Bond, and he's got a habit of repeating what he's done previously, but he's going well, and if he won, I wouldn't be shocked, but I couldn't be tipping him with confidence. Admiral's Joker's been progressing well. He'll run well. Again, not quite sure if he's at that same level. Maybe he's just reached his markers when he was able to win that stakes race last campaign, but I think he'll run well and appreciate the spacious Bendigo track. And 10 Sikandraband, I thought, did enough first up. He trialled well going into that and gets the blinkers on here second up. 15, 4, 6 and 10.
The feature race today, Dino, what are you thinking here?
I'm tipping Sosie Bond. I think he's just going well, and he's found the right sort of race, and it's a great speed map for him. I think the speed's drawn out wide, where he's got the likes of Goldfields, Hell of a Street, Iconoclasm, if he begins cleanly. And he and Odeon can just sort of file across behind them and just get a lovely run. And I'm going to go with him to beat Princess Jenny. I thought she'd just win at the Valley, but whether the pattern of the night and how she raced was against her. Her first up run was terrific. 14 Odeon back from 2,000 metres. We've seen this a lot lately. 2,000 back to 1,600. And I think 1,600 is a good trip for him. And with Craig Williams aboard, he'll be proactive. He'll be in the first four or five and I think can run well. And Admiral's Joker, certainly there with a chance. He's all his form ties in. He had to make that early move last start. But quaddy-wise, I'll be putting certainly Sikandraband and even Guizzo in. But I'm with Sosie Bond, 4, 15, 14 and 6.
4, 15, 14 and 6. Your speed map there once again, Dino. So what are you thinking here?
Speed's out wide, Gareth. I think you look at you've got Hell of a Street, Goldfields, Iconoclasm. They've drawn in a group of barriers, 12, 13, 14 after the scratchings. Sosie Bond and Odeon in the middle of the map. And there's a lot of stayers here that'll get back and probably be working home. But, I think the speed's out wide.
Let's have a look at the final race. Ashlaw is a scratching the one. Casio also doesn't take its place today. Favourite Quinny is a big night out. You've had a few of them lately.
Not lately. The big night out has been the best back runner. 280 into 240. The market leader at that quote holds about 60% of the investment and one of the better back runners on the card. Jumbo Ozaki, the major danger, according to the betting, a 340 second leg. F Troop 750, Amadeus 10, Black Sail 13 with Easy Beast. The big night out can hopefully end the day with a bang for favoured punters.
Warren, will it be big night out's day today?
Yeah, I think the way society's going at the moment, big night out can win and then we can all have a big night in. Gareth, I think
yes.
He's just crying out for the 1,400 metres. His runs this campaign have been terrific and this is just a perfect race for him. Big track, I think by the end of the day, getting into a running line with cover won't be a disadvantage with the amount of work the track would have had. There's reasonable speed in the race, you would think, through the likes of Easy Beast, Black Sail, even Amadeus, might even see Jumbo Ozaki come across from that wider draw. I'm very keen on him. Number 12, big night out ahead of 14, Jumbo Ozaki, who's going well now with the Danny O'Brien stable. Both his runs have been solid, and he won well last start, where he was just able to get into a nice spot and hold off Polanco. Number 3, Amadeus. This is a lot easier than some of the races he's contested at stages during his campaign and career, and he's going well. I think 1,400 metres is around about his best trip, somewhere the 14 to 1,600. I'll put 5 F Troop in as next best, who gets the blinkers on, but still has to be a slight query at the 1,400. Keen on 12, ahead of 14, 3 and 5.
Are you with his favourite, Dino, in the last?
I am, Gareth. I liked him second up, but with the query, the asterisk on him that he was staying at 1,200, and that was that just proved to be a bit sharp for him, but he was great through the line. 1,400, big track. Gee, I think he's got a lot in his favour, and I do think he's the best of the day. To beat 14, Jumbo Ozaki, he's had the couple of runs for Danny O'Brien. I think he's working him out and getting better. 3, Amadeus, well-placed here, freshened up. And maybe 5 F Troop next best. He's flat running 1,400, but gets a cheap run from the draw. But I think big night out will win the last. 12, 14, 3 and 5.
Let's hope we're alive in the quaddy here as we head to the last gator.
That's certainly the plan. Nothing to add. Big night out. Amadeus, listed winner. three runs ago, so he can win. He's very genuine. He's got the Streets of Avalon form. Jumbozaki's not a star, but, look, he seems very genuine. He hasn't missed the top three, and it's easy to like his Bams on Fire form now, isn't it? So they're probably the main three. F Troop was wide last time, but agree, the very end of 1400 is still a queer. I think a few of these will be stronger than him late. So 12 on top from 3, 14, and 5.
Okay, Dino, what about your best bets there at Bendigo and also your quaddy, your play over the day?
Gareth, I have to wait till the last for the best. Big night out, he's the best. The quaddy, there's a lot of numbers involved. First leg, 1, 2, 8, 13, 16. Second leg, numbers 2, 3, 7, 13, 17. Third leg, 4, 6, 10, 12, 14, 15. And I could have one quaddy with number 12, one out, and another quaddy with numbers 3, 12, and 14. Play of the day, I like that Guineas with Riddle Me That and Toffee Dollar. Be playing multiples around them, you know, probably a roving banker, trifectas and things like that. I think numbers 7 and 17 in the Guineas will give a great sight.
All right, Warren Huntley, what about your quaddy and best bets?
Best bet for me is in the last, race 9, number 12, Big Night Out. Think a bit of a standout. Could have something each way, race 4, number 14, Swats That, and maybe a parlay, Swats That in race 4 each way into Big Night Out. The win in the last, race 9, as the play of the day. For the quaddy, for me, first leg numbers 1, 2, 3 and 13. Loading up the second leg with numbers 2, 3, 5, 7, 13 and 17. Plenty in the third leg also with numbers 4, 6, 10, 12 and 15. Home with just numbers 12 and 14. And like Dino, I could have a couple of extra units with number 12, one out in the last.
Just your numbers in the second leg, Warren?
2, 3, 5, 7, 13 and 17.
All right. Thanks for that. Gator, what are you thinking today at Bendigo?
Best big night out. Play of the day is a parlay 2-3, so Fabric, Sosie Bond and Big Night Out. Quaddies wide, and Big Night Out.
All right, thanks for that, Gator. What's your best in Sydney?
Best in Sydney, I think Very Elegant's become the horse that we always thought she would be, and she can win the Tankridge 6x9, Very Elegant, Rose Hill.
Okay, Dino, do you have any thoughts over there in Sydney today? Two Group 1s? Obviously not. Warren, what about you? Do you have any thoughts there on Sydney?
No, look, I just thought she's very well found now, but I just thought that the 2,000 metres of the Vinery would suit Funstar. I love Probabile, and I think their rivalry is something that's been a bit of a highlight of racing up there in recent weeks, but I do think the market's pretty right in honing in on Funstar as the one to beat there.
Okay, Dino, what about you in Sydney, mate?
Yeah, no, Funstar for me, Gareth. I think she's the standout. She's just a little bit better than Probabile, and the soft ground certainly in her favour.
I need to ask you a question, Quinny, before you go. Tab agencies, are they open today?
Unfortunately not. They are closed in accordance with government safety recommendations. So for those wanting to have a wager today, you've got to do through the website or the Tab app. If you haven't got an account, ring customer service and they'll be happy to assist.
Okay. Hey, Dean, are you there?
I am, Gareth.
Hey, I've got a tip for you and to all of our listeners. Netflix, if you haven't watched this series, it's called Tiger King. It's weird. It becomes addictive and you watch it and you have to see it to believe it.
Well, being weird, it's right up your alley, Gareth, so I might chime in.
You got a winner of Perth for us today?
No, I haven't got that far yet, but with the three-hour delay, we'll try and find a winner later.
All right, mate. Have a wonderful day, Dino. Thanks for that. Warren Huntley, best of luck with Fabric and also with your tips there today.
Thanks, Gareth.
And Quinny, or Gator, first of all, you enjoy the rest of your day, Gator. And he's on his bike, Gator. He's off and gone. He's got to complete the third leg of his triathlon today. And Quinny, what's been the best backed around the country?
Best backed at Bendigo is Grand Promenade, race 1, number 2. Two really well-backed favourites in the features up in Sydney. The money continues for Very Elegant. Now, an even money favourite in race number 6, the Tancred Stakes, heads the betting from Avilius at 5, while Funstar $1.85 into $1.80 in the Binary Stud Stakes. And a filly with a very, very close place to your heart, Gareth, has been well back to win the WA Oaks, Tuscan Queen, $1.50 into $1.40 with the superstar Willie Pike in the saddle.
And if obviously if you can't go and put a bet on at the tab today at the retail outlets, it's easier to download the app and open up an account, Quinny.
That's exactly right. So unfortunately, it is a bit of a hurdle for plenty of punters, and I know it has probably affected the routine that most have on a Saturday, so we do apologise for that. But at this time, I think safety is paramount, and I can understand why they've made that decision.
Hear, hear. Thanks for that, Quinny.
Thanks, Gareth.